There was an incredible Gemara in yesterday's daf. The Gemara says, Shisha Dvarim, there are six things, Adam Ochel Peirusein Ba'olam Hazeh, that a person could get benefit from in this world. If you perform this mitzvah or these things, you get benefit from it in this world. But the principle, V'hakaren Kayam Es the Olam Habo, the principle is reserved for the world to come, which means there are certain spiritual activities which you are able to get reward or benefit from in this world. But ultimate reward and benefit is not truly experienced or felt into the world to come. And the Gemara gives a whole list. And one of the things on that list is Iyun Tfilo, davening with Kavana. Now, davening Kavana is one of those things for which you get benefit from in this world, the Hakaren Kayamas. But the principle, the true reward and repayment is in the world to come. And then the Gemara goes on and says something amazing. The Gemara says, you know, Iyun Tfilo, davening with Kavana, is part of a larger framework, or I should say, it falls under a different umbrella. And the Gemara suggests that Iyun Tfila, davening with Kavana, falls under the umbrella of Gemilos Chasadim. Chasad, acts of charitable kindness. And the question Rashi asks is obvious. Gemilos Chasadim, acts of charitable kindness, so I understand, that's bigger hole in visiting the sick, hachnasas archim, hospitality, hachnasas kala, allowing people to get married off. Those are things that are chesed. But davening with kavana, davening with concentration, davening with intent, how is that kavana? And listen to the words of Rashi. Rashi says, v'iyun tfila bichlal gemilos chesedim, davening with kavana is chesed also. Quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, gomel nafsho ish chesed. Gemilas chasad, amazing enough, says Rashi, is not a chesed you do for someone else, but davening with kavana is a chesed, is an act of kindness you do for yourself. See, we normally think about gemilas chasadim as acts of charitable kindness that you do for others, and that is true. That is the paradigmatic example of chesed. But there's another level of chesed, Rashi says, which is the chasadim, the acts of kindness, the acts of charity you do for yourself. And says Rashi, what's an act of kindness you do for yourself? Davening with kavana. You know, my friends, we often think that we daven with kavana, with concentration and intent. And often we have a very utilitarian approach. I daven with kavana because I need something. I daven with kavana because, look, we all need things, and we all reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want Him to grant our requests. And yes, the more genuine I am in the prayer experience, logic would dictate the better the probability that my request will be answered. But what Rashi tells us is something so much more profound. When you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you dialogue with the divine, when you create relationship, that makes you a better person, even if you don't get what you want. When you pour your heart out to the Ribono Sholom, when you daven with kavana, when you concentrate on the meaning of the words, that is a transformative experience. You are not the same person after the prayer as you were for the prayer. But one second, I didn't get what I asked for, so that's a failed prayer. I had a whole laundry list of things I need from the Ribono Sholom, and good legitimate things, and I didn't get them. So how did I benefit from this experience? And Rashi says, when you daven with kavana, you are doing chesed. You're doing an act of kindness for yourself. What kind of kindness? I'm transforming myself into a better person. Because anytime you experience a moment of meaningful dialogical connection with the divine, you become better. You become holier. You become more special. We all focus on chesed we do for the other, and that's incredibly important. But you also mistake the time to do chesed for ourselves. And davening with kavana, davening with proper concentration, taking our time to say the words and to understand that maybe I can't apply that to the entire davening, but at least focusing on a part of davening in which to have enhanced kavana, enhanced concentration, a real focus on what I'm doing. Dear friends, even if you don't get what you asked for, the act of davening with kavana is the greatest chesed, is the greatest kindness you could do for yourself. Because even if you don't get your desired request, know that you've transformed yourself into someone even greater and holier. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.